everybody, and welcome to AppleBiz Unleashed for October 2019. My name is Thomas Domville. I also have with me today is Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. And how are you spooktacular boys doing today?
We are doing just fine.
That was scary.
Are you going to do the whole podcasting with your voice?
Randy has passed, and so we are having him from the beyond.
Oh, come on, don't be ridiculous. I'm always like this.
I'm very much alive.
That was very good for, you know, my gosh, guys, you know, not only has October has gone and arrived, but man, we're just now sling forward and past Halloween almost here and right into the holidays.
Right. Yes, we have. I've got some goodies. Got a big marble cake sitting on my counter, and I'm the heck with the candy. I'm just going to eat cake and, you know, try to put that weight back on that I lost.
You're supposed to be giving it to the kids, though.
Yeah, the heck with that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. Lights are off. Says go away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So how are you guys doing?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're supposed to pick up your cues faster than that.
I was trying to figure out how I am doing.
We're professional podcasters. It's like, how are you doing good? I'm good, you're good. Right. Okay,
well, but I had to think about it. I mean, okay, what if it wasn't good?
Yeah, we're being honest with ourselves.
Yeah,
so well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. So how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Fine.
All right. We are professionals.
That's correct. And speaking of being professionals, what you guys think of all this? My gosh, what was there? 1, 2, 3, 4 iOS updates since we last got together. There was like all these dizzying effect of all these iOS. But you know what? The most important one came out, and that was iOS 13.2, folks.
Yeah, I mean, emojis.
That's right. We did get the new ones, Mike. We got the one we were talking about, the accessibility emojis.
Oh, yeah. It's
just, you know how many people are out on Twitter now going, I want to find the seeing eye dog. I want to find the guide dog. I want to find the dog that, you know, travels with blind people thing.
Well, I was thinking Mike might be changing his iPhone name to guide dog or something. And so
that's, I don't even,
shrimp. Yeah.
It's too hard to find those stupid things.
Let's just call him Mike Dog. Hey, Mike Dog.
I'll just write Dog.
Dog, hi, Dog.
Well, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I can say 13.2 is like, oh, my.
Oh,
it is so refreshing to have.
I'm so happy, happy.
Mm-hmm. You know, it fixed probably about, I think we put about 18 or 19 bugs that were fixed. So about 2/3 of the bugs we had in 13.1 is now resolved. So at least for me, all the serious stuff and all the daily routine is gone.
Yes. But does one part of you guys like go pull down your notifications the normal way and going, you know what? It's going to jump. I know it's going to jump. It's going to jump. I'm going to lose focus. Do you go through that, or are you all set with it and you just expect it to work? I am, but it's like, isn't there a part of you that still goes, oh, I know this is not going to work?
I do that in the mail app. Like when I'm deleting things, I always stop and like, wait, just make sure.
I know.
Don't you hate that? I did that. I was deleting mails. I wasn't sure I was deleting. I was like, oh my gosh, I had to go undelete everything.
Yep. You know, I don't know if you guys have done this, but I didn't like the notifications so much. I used my Apple Watch to read notifications. I went, all right, I'm going to get around this some way. And I started doing it on my Apple Watch.
You know that's bad when you had to do that.
Mm-hmm. But it worked.
I was just kind of thinking that we're all so happy that it's finally working. Like that's the highlight of the update. It's like, hey, it's not broken now.
Yeah. And this, by the way, is the end of our podcast. So
that's right. Hope you enjoyed it. It's just amazing how within a month and a half they got it to where it was stable. Now, some people were saying like, man, this is probably, you know, I will have to say this is probably the worst iOS I have ever gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are like, really, I mean, there's a lot of voices out there saying they should have had this all done. This 13.2 should have never happened. It should have been 13.0 or at least 13.1. It shouldn't have taken this long. And I get that. I get that. But, you know, Apple introduced a truckload of stuff that is new in here. And I, you know, it makes you think, are they taking on too much? Are they doing too much in too little time?
I have to their release candidate is, you know, has to come out at a certain time. So they probably had no choice, but they have a lot of egg on their face. You know, they just do. You guys, I'm sure, I know both you guys do, but I mean the general audience. You, general audience, do you find yourself looking at YouTube and thinking, man, I got to look at YouTube stuff before I even look at the upgrade just to find out what it's like? And these are primarily sighted folks. There's a couple of blind YouTubers out there that are talking about it. But for the most part, they've been so forthright in coming into saying that this stuff is really, really buggy. It's like, whoo.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much true for everyone. It isn't just for those with accessibility issues with Vision VoiceOver and stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. really, it's for people with sighted. They were also complaining of...
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
And so it's everybody. So, you know, some people were just kind of thinking it's just them. Really, it isn't. But regardless, 13.2 is out. I highly, highly recommend those that have been waiting out. I think this is it. I think
finally
come out and download. Now, I know a lot of things were fixed, like the Nearby Explorer, Handbrail, Flickr,
right.
All that is now working again, which is awesome news. Some Braille users will have to read what remaining bugs are there. There are some bugs for Braille display users. I think like Scott will say he is able to use it on a daily basis. There are some that are going to maybe not like it so much, and then the Smart Inverse still has some issues. So that I'm surprised they haven't nailed down. I mean, my gosh, it's been a month and a half and he's still dealing with Smart Invert problems. So that's the only thing I can say safely, just daily uses for myself. I think I still have a little mail issue, but other than that, everything else is beautiful.
We all knew that, Tom.
That's something that Apple can't fix.
Yeah, you know, that's beyond repair.
Yeah. Serious hardware. That's a different podcast.
Yeah, it's totally a different cast, that's for sure.
Permanently damaged. Now, speaking of egg in our face, this Catalina. I'll talk to Mike about this one, 10.15. The Catalina rolled out this month. And, you know, I was actually pretty excited to look forward to this. And then I wasn't so much. I didn't realize how bad it was going to be, Mike. It was not good.
Everything that I've seen about it has been bad.
Have you updated or did you stay?
No way.
Well, you know, when you start reading, when they get advisory, like any audio engineers and illustrators and all that, do not update to Catalina. I was like, this is serious. This is like mainstream stuff, like Hollywood, people in Hollywood, folks that are in the music industry, they're telling them not to update. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's bad news. And, you know, it's weird because everybody had about a year and a half to, they knew this was coming, as in 32-bit going away, but I didn't realize how damaging. I figured this, some portion of it would kind of move forward, but it just didn't. And I told my son about it, and I said, don't update. And he says, oh, yeah, I got a bunch of friends that says, don't update. And not only that, but this Catalyst, which I was really looking forward to, because you remember the Catalyst, for those that don't remember, is that they're now able to take the iPad app and then use that same app and then put a Mac wrapper on it so it would run under the Mac.
Oh well,
that didn't come out right, did it?
Well, no, it did. It did. I mean, we all know what you meant, but I was just thinking, oh, these workarounds are just crazy.
Well, yeah. Apparently, it isn't what we thought is glamorous. I mean, yes, it is iOS kind of feel to it, but I guess it's not VoiceOver accessible enough. I was like, ouch. So they're taking fully accessible iPad apps and then putting it into Catalyst so it'll work on the Mac, and boom, it doesn't work as well. It's just they're having issues with it. And that's just so sad to hear because I was so looking forward to that. I hope I hope at this point that they'll be able to get this fixed, and especially voiceover users to be able to use it like they should be on Catalina. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but it's like I almost recommend not going to Catalina for a lot of folks. I know some have and some are okay with it, but some have issues with it as well. So it's terrible. And I heard that their mail app was deleting emails. It was just chomping it up. Like you didn't even know it was being eaten up. And I was like, oh man.
You mean it would, they would download them, you know, the server would bring them in and then you couldn't see them?
It would just delete them. It was deleting all their emails.
Well, yeah. And you know, the neat thing about that is, guys, you don't even have to pay extra for that.
Yeah, right. In your mailbox for you.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, so yeah, there was just tons of disasters, not just for a visual aspect to it, but for people that can see and those who can't see. So there's a lot of number of problems. So I was disappointed with the Catalina. Now, for those listeners out there, let me know what you guys think of 13.2 and what you think of Catalina. I am curious what your thoughts are and what if you guys have found anything serious, because so far it looks really good. Now, speaking of defunct and disappeared and didn't even show up this month was the October Apple keynote.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to have one, does it?
Oh, where did it go?
They're squashing bugs.
They're busy, right,
Mike?
They're
too busy for that.
Yeah. Well, we're busy. We can't do both. Well, I guess they're going to release things as we go, which, you know, they did that during the spring, I think. They just kind of released one new thing each day. And so I wonder if we're going to be doing the same thing, because yesterday they... another rumor come through for the year prediction, a new AirPod 3.0, which is not 3.0, but yet AirPod Pro.
AirPod Pro, yep. And what I think is kind of interesting, they supply three tips with the Pros, and they have, I'm kind of wondering about this. You know how on Sonos they have room adjustment EQ, and that does work. They're going to do the same thing with the Pro now.
Yeah, let me get back on that one. But yes, the three tips, I was really surprised. So you will get three actual different fittings, so small, medium, large. So it isn't one size fits all, because we all know that's not true. And now they really mean it. So you're going to have a nice seal in your ear. So my understanding is... fish.
Sorry about that. But
that was coming.
This is my inner self speaking there.
Okay, explain to me about this EQ thing. How does that work?
Well, you can either go into settings and enable it, or they have a special place on one of the phones that you could tap to bring it in. And what it does is it reduces the battery for about a half hour's time length. And they say that it's like cutting out all surrounding noises. But they also have the setting that you can get rid of that noise function. And I can't remember what that's called right now, but you actually can go in and shut that off just by tapping on the a place. They have a special place on the one of the ear pods that you can just go in and shut that off.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, because what my understanding was that it's called test fit.
Well, that's a whole new thing. That's a different thing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Because so what I was thinking is that there's one microphone on the outside, one microphone on the inside of your ear. And what it does is the test fit was supposed to detect the noise outside and detect what it hears inside your ear canal to eliminate the noise. So it has noise cancellation.
So there's two parts to that. The one that you're talking about, yes, you initially set up the adjustment by sticking these in your ears. And if you, let's say that you're there's a good fit, but let's say there's even a better fit, it will know that. You run the test, or you put them in. I don't know if you run the test or if you put them in, or if it just sees that your ears are not quite the right size, it will actually tell you need to switch to a different tip. Now that's pretty cool.
Wow.
And then you switch, and then the noise reduction kicks in. Now, I think that's pretty doggone awesome.
So we have this noise cancellation test, and then we have this EQ test.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the EQ, is that like, does it like kind of plays music in your ear and then see how you react kind of a deal? Or
it measures it somehow. It plays tones, and then it measures between what the microphone hears and how much leakage there is, if any, and then it will adjust accordingly and tell you accordingly what to do. It's like TruePlay on the Sonos equipment.
Wow. And so plus it has noise cancellation, which is new, and then the transparency mode.
Yeah, that's the one that shuts it off. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, the transparency mode, it allows you to hear outside noise come in. So it mm-hmm. I don't know if it turns it off or it just, but it brings the microphone in with your ear. I don't know.
No, it actually, it's not engaged anymore.
Okay, so the noise canceling turns off and then you can hear your surrounding.
Yeah, that's Apple's term, transparency. It means off. They have to embellish that a little bit.
And then plus, of course, it got all these new colors and it's sweat and water resistant. So yes, you can now jog in the rain with it.
I didn't realize that. I thought they only had it in white. I didn't know that they had it in other colors.
I thought...
No, my wife already has her eyes set on the dark green ones.
They don't have black though, right?
I actually didn't go and try to find out what all the colors they had because I kind of like the dark green ones too.
so you guys are going to get the pros. Well, that's a lot of money though, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. We talk about how it would be nice, but I don't know if we're going to do it because
249 smackers.
Yeah, 500 and some change for some headphones.
Well, you know, the way I see it, if you use it religiously every day, and this is all you use, you don't use any other headphones, and this is it, I almost have to say, you know, a good pair of headphones with noise cancellation is going to cost you around $300.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think the Bose ones that I bought years back were something $200-$300, somewhere in that range.
Right. Now, you can get them on special for maybe $250 or $200, but these are... But I agree, it is very costly, but that's... Hence the pro status.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that funny how they did that? So you knew when they came out with the 2.0 earlier this year, I was thinking how they were going to introduce the 3.0 without trampling over the 2.0 that's just released. And then it just answers all my questions.
You just change one word. I'm going to open a restaurant and call it Grilled Cheese Pro and just use Underground
Craft. There's going to be nothing special about it, but the name of the Grilled Cheese Pro. I love that.
So anything that your name is connected, Mike, has got the word pro written in it already.
Yes, and a 500% price increase for no reason. Other than the fact that I call it pro.
As you know, I wear AIDS, so I'm not going to wear these unless somehow, some way they turn them into AIDS. That would be pretty, that'd be well worth $249. So I'm not going to do it. Now, I did ask my son, he loves his AirPods. He says $249. He even says that's too high.
Well, look at, they had built-in G lady and A lady in the, on other headphones, and they're over $300, you know, so.
Are they?
Yeah. I'm not talking about Apple. I'm talking about like.
Other brands.
Bose or, yeah. So.
Noise cancellation is not cheap. Now, except for the new, the A lady, the Amazon.
No, I wonder how they're going to be. You know, I really hate to say this, and I don't mean this to knock Amazon. I really don't.
I can see it coming, the quality.
Yeah, well, I would like to see them side by side. I really, for my needs, I think I would like those over the Apple ones because, well, price for one thing. I can't, one of my sites that I've got set is to get the Sonos Move speaker, which is $399. That's the portable Bose. The portable Sonos isn't going to like that.
Well, portable speakers, I think.
Listen, yeah, it's not little, but it's this huge drummy thing covered in rubber, and it's big, and I want it.
But everything is not cheap when it comes to high technology. Just think what the AirPod does. I mean, you think about the noise cancellation and the EQ thing and the testing.
Oh, I know.
I think I don't know. It is high, but I almost want, at the same time, I know some people are probably going to go, oh, I'm not a mouse, you're crazy. But, you know, I almost think that that's not too bad for what you're getting considering mm-hmm. what's out there.
I'm going to wait and see what people think about it. And then maybe probably.
Now, you're still using the old one, right? The 1.0?
I think so. No.
You replaced it?
My wife bought me some earlier in the year. I don't even remember why now. She just showed up at the house with them. Hey, here's
some. Oh, that's wow. a really nice wife. She
I know. To
figure out how to get into your family.
You know? I do. So, yeah, I've got the twos. But, man, like you said, I almost always have them in. I use them constantly.
Now, you guys are going to laugh, but remember a month ago we were talking about my gym headphones, you know? I said, how, they just didn't pair like I want them to right away. Well, since I updated and I was playing the circus game, the circus revenge game.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that game, by the way. I do like that game. I do like it.
Wow, he's a gamer, guys. Did everybody hear this?
Yeah.
He found a game he likes.
So if you want to, like, kill lots of clown dogs and zombies, that's your thing, man. It's a lot of fun.
But it's that baseball bat thing.
I felt sorry for those clown dogs. You know, you whack on one and they go, and if you don't get them, they'll kill you, of course. But still, so I took out the gems and put them in, and they paired instantly. I have had no issues with them since the latest update. Now, I don't know what happened.
I know what happened. They heard you sitting in that little drawer. There saying, I'm sure it just sucks. And then all of a sudden it says,
let's go kill us some clown dogs. Have you ever played that game, Mike?
I haven't. I still haven't. Every time we talk about it, I'm like, I got to get that. And then
You do have to do it. You really have to do it, because when you get them in a midnight, I've got my gyms in, and you got to play it by moving around. You know, you can move your phone certainly, but it's a lot easier, you know, moving your body. So I'm spinning around in circles back and forth and shooting, and people are going, what the hell are you doing
over there? It's a fun game.
I've played some of the other kind of similar games like that and really enjoyed them. I keep forgetting, but it's on my list of things to do.
Don't forget. Do it today. Well, do it right after this podcast.
Also, this is kind of sort of not related, but you guys mentioned Siri and headphones, and my AirPods are always going off. Even when, like, my kids say the word Sirius, they go off all the time. But one of the first things that when I updated to 13.2,
oh, yes.
Pop up that asks if you want Apple to store your recording, and mm-hmm. maybe we'll listen to it for like quality reasons, things like that. Mm-hmm. But they prompt you and let you know that, like, what they're doing with it. And I think that's a very good thing.
That was a good thing. So
did you turn it on or did you turn it off?
I said, heck no, you can't have that.
Turn that off.
It's my voice. Uh-huh. You can't have my voice, no, baby.
Now, a lot of some other things that are supposed to be out was, you know, everybody's been talking about the 16-inch MacBook Pro, which I'm going to assume is going to be coming out soon because they say it's in production. And we'll see if it comes back with the old scissors switch keyboard instead of the butterfly keyboard. We'll see about that. And then lastly, a lot of people are still talking about, and now people are about a 99% sure it's called AirTags. So they said that it's inside of 13.2 hidden away. They said they found it. There's a little folder that says for AirTags, and it shows you all your devices and show you the battery replacement. So it just seems like it's just a matter of time when it'll be out. So I am really, really, really looking for the AirTags.
Are they going to be like $100 a piece then?
God, I hope not. I you know, boy, you think.
You got to get that AirTag Pro. it'll
totally work it. You can embed it inside your skin.
Now, how many?
That's next spring. That's called the Apple skin tag. Those are
God, that is bad, Mike. That is really, really bad. And as we get older, of course, you know, you get more skin tags.
What is that? Oh, it's just an air tag.
It's embedded in my skin.
No, don't remove that tag.
Yeah. How many people out there are going to, he said they were going to be $100 a piece. How much do you want to bet somebody's going to comment and say, yeah, no, I heard they were going to be $100 a piece?
Maybe there'd be a three-pack for $100.
Three-pack for $100.
Well, tiles are what, $20 a piece now?
Yeah.
$20 a piece?
Mm-hmm. How much is a dongle from Apple?
$20.
Mm-hmm. I still have my original dongle. I do.
I see where you're going, Michael, with this. We'll have to wait until see, and I wanted to see how accurate it gets. I mean, sure, tile's nice. I can have it go ding, 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 ding. But if it could just tell me where's that pointing at it, I don't know. I don't know which one I would like better, but we'll have to see if it comes out.
So is that right? Amazon has, I think it's Amazon, they have tags that locate certain things for you. Well, when you walk by them, they go off, right?
Well, we discussed about the sidewalk, which is some sort of a geofencing, got the same technology, and we talked about the fetch, where you put on your dog, and it'll locate your dog.
Yeah, I remember.
But
that,
I don't know if they got it to where you'd be able to locate, like, personal items, like your keys and stuff like that.
Oh, I need that. I do.
That would be pretty cool. You just talk to the A-Lady everywhere now. You just talk to your wallet. You just talk to your keys. Are you there?
Your ring. It's amazing, isn't it, how much we talk to the air these days?
It's crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
It's just nuts. It's just so many devices coming out. Oh, my gosh, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Speaking of something coming out, I think this is finally it, folks. I mean, all you SEs out there that have been begging and groveling and whining about, I want my SC to stay.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what, guys? It sounds like it's going to be for real. The iPhone SE 2.0.
It sounds good. Sounds pretty good, too.
You know what? I have to agree with you. Mm-hmm. It's like what they pack in this thing. So, I mean, okay. Mm-hmm. So, let's talk about this. So, they're talking about this new SE. It's going to come out in March. Now, the size of it is going to be bigger than the SE now. So I think the SE now is, 4 inches? And it's small and it's rectangular. So that's the only problem I think a lot of people are going to have is they're going to miss the size factor because it's going to be 4.7. So it's going to be about the size of an iPhone 8. And it's going to take the same iPhone 8 and just replace the innards. So you're going to have the LCD. You have your home button and you'll have your touch ID and everything so far is what everybody's been wanting. And then it's going to have the latest, greatest A13 chip, which is I about fell on the floor. That's the same chip you guys can get in the iPhone 11.
Yep.
And this is only going to be for $399.
It's surprising, to be honest. Like when I read that, I was kind of surprised. That they wouldn't like that chip and that price tag?
I know. It seems like, of course, we'll have to wait and see when it comes out. But I mean, if this is as is, I mean, who wants to buy iPhone 11 when you can just get this?
Yeah. I thought somebody like typed it wrong.
Maybe well, one thing that I'm wondering about is how is it going to sound? I don't know this for a fact, but, I have heard from several people they love the sound of their 11s.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you think about it, it's $399 instead of a grand for a phone that we have all talked about how ungodly and unrealistic the prices have become, and it's like it's like they finally woke up and realized that there actually is a demand for that. And I almost will have to say if that is true. If everything is true on that price, that will be the number one iPhone, period. Boom. The price of it, I think it's going to be going out like hotcakes. I mean, the iPhone 11 is going like hotcakes, my understanding. It's doing really super well.
So how do you like the sound of the 11, you guys? I mean, Mike, you got, the 10, right?
Yeah, my wife just got an 11 like last week. And I haven't messed with it at all.
Not at all?
She's always talking about all her cameras on it.
She won't let you? Don't mess with my 11.
Yeah, I got a claw out of her hands. I'll test it out.
Here, I gave you AirPods. You know, leave mine
alone. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Here's AirPods. And
Here's your little headphones. I got to go play my new phone.
I have to admit, everybody does talk about the camera. I mean, the camera is remarkable. It is amazing.
Have you tried it with any OCR stuff? I'm curious.
I have with the flash off, and it works great. The nighttime mode is wow. It really, you don't have to jack with the flash anymore, which is really good for me because the flash can be so harsh on things. And Not only that, but it could be my wife who says, your flash is on the back of your phone. I know. I'm trying to scan something here.
If you'd read to me once in a while, we wouldn't be having to go through this. You know, trying to help you with your wife there, you know.
But no, so I don't know. I thought the iPhone 8 sounded good. I mean, I don't think it's, I thought they were pretty much the same throughout from 8 and on up.
But I heard that the speakers are just better. It's something I would like to know.
Well, maybe because you're paying for it.
What'd you say, Mike?
I'm gonna go claw it out of her hands as soon as we're done, and I'll tell you.
I dare you. I want to hear this. I want you to stay live while you claw that out of your wife's hands. and then we'll promote it, won't we, Tom?
That's right. So I had to talk about the SE because everybody's been asking, do you hear anything? Do you hear anything? I said, yes, I finally heard a lot of rumors. I mean, as in, I think it's truly going to happen. I really do. So
it seems like a good phone for kids, too.
Oh, no kidding, right, Mike? That would be perfect for the kids. Cheap.
But not that I'm going to buy my kids one, but I know most people do.
You're not there yet, are you?
Do you know there are kids that are 7 years old and younger getting phones now? I mean, iPhones and stuff.
My kids come to me almost a weekly basis and say, well, so-and-so at school has one. I want one. I say the same thing I always have. You can have one as soon as you can afford it.
Our rule in the house, and I mentioned before, is that once they got out of grade school, when they turned 13 to go into seventh grade is when they got one.
Yeah, my kids can have it when they can pay the bill.
When they pay the bills, I love that.
Yeah,
that's how it was for me growing up. I didn't have a phone until I was 17 or something like that. Because
there we go, here we go. I was too busy
playing baseball to get a job.
I was out of the house by 18. I had a job, and
I don't even talk about my kid days because I'd say things like, "Well, I had Lincoln Logs to play with," or nobody knows what that is anymore.
My son's getting some for Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your son's name?
Jack.
Hey, Jack. Are you listening to this podcast?
I got something for you, buddy.
We'll see.
That is nice.
If they're still popular, if they're still cool,
they might just go to dad.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then dad can build a Roomba out of it, and
heck yeah.
Exactly. He'll just use.
Hey, they got me for my birthday. It's a Rubik's cube. But instead of colors, it just has numbers.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of those.
Be entertained for hours on our road trip last week.
Oh, that's awesome. I love those Rubik's.
Sometimes the simple things are kind of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why you like us, right?
Yeah, totally. I don't need fancy nice things.
Oh, the simple things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess all the other things like the iPad Pro is supposed to come out next year. And then, of course, we will see about these AR hits that everybody keeps talking about. I don't know about them. I don't know what they do. So we'll have to wait and see what those AR glasses are. So I bet they will come out. I'm just curious what that would bring for us, as in blind folks or low vision, if it'll be anything usable. And I can't imagine the price for those. We thought the phone was expensive.
Yeah.
I bet the AR glasses are going to be really, I bet it's going to be at least $2,000. I'll see. We'll see.
I've been hearing some talk about the Bose glasses, and I don't know. It's like some people seem like they really like them, and some people, most people I know seem to like them, but I don't know. I just can't see them. No pun intended. I don't know.
No, thanks. I'll just stick with my Bose headphones.
I remember way back in 2000, gosh, it might be 2007, Bose came out with the head glass, like actual sunglasses that had little headphones in them that would like pull it down and go in your ears. Did you ever see those?
I've heard of them, but
they looked super cool. I wanted them, but I was young and broke.
So everybody around you can have Bose quality sounds.
Well, I'm old and broke, Ned. Things just haven't changed here. Yeah, right?
right around probably a couple of days after you hear this podcast, the Apple TV Plus would be rolling out.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, the reviews have been out for all the shows. Oh, it isn't good, folks. I was surprised how they review four of the shows that are going to be in Apple TV Plus, which is going to be coming out, I believe, on the 4th. And it So the morning show is one of them. C, which we all been talking about, which is where everybody goes is blind and in a blind society. And then there's Dickinson and For All Mankind. Now, two of those, the first two, C and Good Morning Thing Show, whatever it is, the morning show, they've been hyping on, got mixed reviews, as in it wasn't great, it wasn't bad. I was like, ooh, that is not good to hear. And then they were, they were banging on C because it says C is not a Game of Thrones. It's pretty lackluster. I was like, And then the worst, the Dickinson got the worst. It failed. Everybody hated it. Did not like it at all. And the only one that even stood out was For All Mankind was the only one that everybody thought was great. So Apple is having a pretty rough start with Apple TV, and it hasn't even been out yet. So beware. So if you got it for free, hey, we get to listen to it for free, but I guess that will make a lot of people's decision pretty easy. I'll wait.
I'm holding off too.
So it's, that's bad news for Apple, and I hate to see them do that, but I want to let everybody know what I've heard. And so in the show notes there are an article about the review, so you can go read up on it for yourself. And also, by the time you hear this, the Q4 results, it's going to be out. It is going to be October 30th. What we're looking for is a ballpark of $62 billion. That is where they need to be to make it like that was a good result. Anything better than that would be an outstanding year. So we'll see how well they did. I am curious with all their services and stuff. A lot of
52.
People,
that's my guess.
That's what I'm thinking. 62. I'm thinking it's going to hit it right on 62. They're predicting between 61 and 64. 62 is what most people say it is. But if they make 64, that means they had a outstanding iPhone release.
Have you got a chance to play around with the latest update? Are we still getting, because I don't believe I've sent texts yet. I might have sent one, but I've had pretty good luck with it. With VoiceOver interfering with text sending with the new version. Is that still there?
It's improved, but still there. Most of the time, it's not there, which is great because it happened to me every time before.
Yeah,
now,
I know.
Every so often. Okay. So yes, it's still there, but not as frequent.
Hey, speaking of that, so you guys remember last time we talked about how when you use dictation, it puts that little symbol at the end to let people know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in messages, in everywhere, for the most part that I've tried, I couldn't find anything like that. No symbol, no anything. But when I use Dystopia, the Reddit app that I have, if I dictate in a comment on Reddit, it shows up and I can go and find it and it says embedded object or attachment. And it's actually like, I can't remember what it's called now, because there was somebody that I was conversing with on there. It's like now I'm totally forgetting the word. It's actually something like could be interacted with. And he's like, that probably isn't a good thing. Whatever that thing is, that's kind of a security.
What if you interacted with it? What would you hear or see?
I have no idea, but like somebody with know-how apparently could use that thing on Reddit. Like that's the only place I've ever seen it show up either.
Wouldn't that be weird that actually probably hear your voice maybe or see your face or
God. Inject some other kind of code.
Can you hear it? You could see it. It would be
right.
So embed something with it. That's interesting.
Yeah. Like an object.
We love Apple. You will love Apple too.
I don't know. No, I haven't seen that, but I have seen where we were talking last month. If somebody used Siri as a dictation, it does come across to me, use with Siri. So I'll get the message and then I swipe one more to the right and it'll say use with Siri. So it'll let me know if that
works with
Siri or not.
Yeah, I haven't tried it on 13.2 yet. I need to. But that was the last release was putting weird object embed codes into my Reddit comments.
Exactly. Wow. Let's see here. Now, I thought we'd go back to a lot of people seem to like us going beyond the Apple realm of discussions. You guys hear about the Supreme Court ruling about a blind individual trying to sue Domino's?
Who hasn't heard? Yeah,
exactly. So if you have not heard, this gentleman has been taking Domino's Pizza through all the chain of court system in the United States to be suing them because it's not accessible for us to use to order a pizza. I mean, how you would think the company would be like, you know what, we'll make that a priority. But no, Domino's decided to fight against a guy all the way to Supreme Court. And Supreme Court says, he's right. You should make your site more accessible. So mm-hmm. now, home, can you imagine the retail stores, all the shop being rang across? If you find a retail website that is not accessible, you can theoretically sue them.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What do you guys think of that? I mean, as in, do you think this a bit much, or do you think this rightfully deserved? What?
I hope it doesn't come to that where, like, everybody is just out there hunting for people to sue.
Well, a lot of times it already has.
I know. I don't like that. Like, I wouldn't take it to that level. I understand that there's sometimes, like, very much a need for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they should. They absolutely should do that. But if they're not going to, then maybe something should happen. And hopefully, I could have sworn I saw something about them working up something to make it a law that for retail websites, there is a mandatory, like, level that they're going to have to, like, they're going to be required to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know when that or if that's actually going to be happening, but.
No, I'm wondering if I'm missing something here because I think it's all well and good that he did that. I'm all for that. But a little quick story. I was with a friend of mine and he said, I want to show you how I can order a pizza online. And he had low vision, but he could still get through it. So he went into the computer room. I was hungry, by the way. So let's get some pizza. Okay, let me show you what I can do. You know, I said, all right. So went into the computer room. And although he's low vision, still he said, all right, I want this kind of crust, click. I want this kind of sauce, click. I want this kind of cheese, click. I want this meat, click. I want this vegetables, click. Clickety, click, click, click. I want this. I want a little extra dark, click. I want, it's like, my God. And I said, or my glob. I said, by the time you're doing all these little clicks and things, I could have picked up the phone and said, I want this and this, and boom, it would be done. Now, am I missing something, or is it more difficult to order online, or could you just pick up a phone and go, yeah, I'll have the special with that, blah, 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 blah.
Well, and I'm lumping myself in here. We are old because I find it 100 times easier to just call someone too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I get it what you're saying about Domino's. Okay. So I commend the guy. I think he rightfully deserved that.
I know.
But when it comes to pizza, yes. But if I'm thinking like Amazon, if it wasn't accessible.
Absolutely.
So I think what we need to come down to, I think somebody's going to have to come down and say, these are the retails that need to be done. Now, some small paw shop that is a little pawn shop or a retail store, that's terrible. I think that it'd be hard for them. And so I'm kind of mixed on it. Where the line is drawn.
I agree with you on that because not everybody can do it.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, I'll take it one step further. Now that we have gotten the decision from Supreme Court that websites needs to be accessible for retail ordering. All right. What about my apps? What about my Domino's Pizza app that's not accessible? What about my Kohl's app that is not accessible? So,
I think they should be made accessible. I mean, let me put it this way. There are so many things. I feel like I'm like behind like Meet the Press or something, you know, but everything, most things today, most restaurant menus are online. And let me give you an example. I order from this Chinese place, right? And you know, they bring you a menu in their little bag and they, you know, have these paper menus that you can look at. I found them online. I used to scan the menu, but I can look at, somebody went to a lot of work because these people are they're all very poor English speaking. Poor is a bad word, isn't it? A very limited in their English speaking speak, you know, period.
Well, English is your second language, and so it's, yeah, it's broken English, and so right. But
at, the menu is just incredibly good. I know they've got a design for it, but so I guess, you know,
I mean, it's a lot to think about, because what, you know, Domino's pieces, what they were saying is that this is not part of the, what is the Equal Accessibility Act or something like that, where it's dated, it's old, it doesn't include electronic formats, and so some, you know, even the Supreme Court says it needs to be updated to include.
Oh yeah, I think they should definitely be taken to task.
Yeah, and so just think about that. So this is a first step, I think, of many things. So I can easily see somebody bringing up apps, whether it's Google, Android, or Apple apps, going to make it accessible for retail when it comes down to ordering things. So it is, wow. I would hope that Domino's Pizza would have just said, you know what, we would love to do this, but they made such a butt of themselves and saying, nope, we're not going to do it. Nope, we're going to go all the way to Supreme Court. And it still says, well, we don't agree with the hearing and all that. And I was like, I couldn't believe you say that.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to open up a big... Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, make them change it and then order from Pizza Hut anyway.
Well, okay. So this is kind of segues into what I was thinking. And I'm going to open a big can of worms here. But what about these people that say, I don't care if it's accessible because of all this. I am never, ever going to order from Domino's again.
Well, there are going to be a few that will do that, and I understand that.
And I know, I know them. Yeah,
and that's, you know, I rightfully so, and I'm very happy for them. Sometimes I don't have the choice to.
Same here. Like my family happens to love Pizza Hut, you know.
Exactly. There. You know, we went to a party that they had Domino's Pizza, and I was like, bad, you know. But oh, you know, that they love Domino's, so it's just like, I get it. And so I think this is a good thing for us in the long run.
I agree. Yeah.
That this is exciting news. I think we got a slippery slope of where the line gets drawn. Mm-hmm. And I think we will see more to come.
So, it's a good thing that we have people like this that are willing to do it, because in the long run, like you said, we all do benefit from it.
Exactly.
I'm laid back in general. I adapt to what's going on around me, instead of trying to get everything to adapt to me personally. Not saying there's anything wrong with doing it the other way, but that's just how I am.
Oh, and I agree with you, Mike. You and I were laid back. We let things go. But if people are want to take this on, I think that's great. As long as it is reasonable. And I think that's
the key. Because I've been sitting here thinking about how long is it going to be before this is to the point where there's whatever Fortnite on your iPhone that has a digital marketplace and people are going after them because, hey, your game's not accessible, but here's this marketplace. And the law says, if you have a marketplace, I can sue you.
Exactly. So, or I'm sorry, but there's some organization that passed a resolution that they demand that Apple iOS be completely bug accessible by the time the main release come out. I'm like,
I demand $1 million.
That was just over the line.
Give us all your address over the air here, and I'll come by and give you $1 million. Yep, $1 million. Like, that's going to happen.
Other things that are beyond Apple related is Google Maps. Google Maps now added something for voiceover users, which I thought was cool. They incorporated a new setting in Google Maps that gives us voice guidance, or I should say verbal announcements. Basically, it lets us know that we're still on the correct route. It'll tell us the distance to the next turn. So it will tell us where the next turn is coming up voice-wise and the direction that you're going. And if you go off the route, it's going to, I love this, recalculate. Remember the old Garmin? Recalculate.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It will tell you that it's obtaining a new route. So it's just specifically for low vision blind users. So I thought, wow, that's pretty cool.
How do you like when it recalculates and gives you the same exact information that you got away from? You know what I mean? Because <It's like, laughs> I know people that just goes, no, I'm not going that way. I'm going my way. And they've got these, you know, GPS devices, and they take their own way, and it's you're off route.
You know, I thought about that, and I'm thinking, how often does it happen to us that if we are doing our same route every time we got our cane, you should be able to have good mobility training. Mm-hmm. I agree there are times that I'm a little bit off, but I know I'm off, and so I know how to get back on route.
And we all know you are.
But I guess there's times, I suppose, if you're in a new area, I guess you weren't mm-hmm. sure that was where you wanted to turn. I don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But this is a new setting that you can find under settings, under navigation. And then you'll find under where it says walking and a voice guidance, you just turn that option to on.
Guess what? I'm going to do that very thing. I'm going to turn that on. You know where I'm headed for, you guys?
Domino's.
Yep.
I am curious how much more verbose information that it gives.
Yeah. Me too.
Compared to with off. Now, anybody that's tried this, sent me an email. I'd be curious what your findings are. What the difference between the two and what you think it is the difference between Apple Map and Google Map when it comes to mm-hmm. being voice guidance to accurate. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. gives you enough information. Mm-hmm. So those are the two things. Now to Apple Viz news. Did you guys see there's a new, I mean, my gosh, how many cache readers do we need? There's a new one called MCT Cache Reader Identifier.
Say the name again.
MCT Cache Reader.
I have not heard that until I saw the link for us to talk about it.
It has lots of currency, many, many, many currency. Boy, you know, if I had to pick between Cache Reader or this MCT, well, I almost would have to pick Cache Reader myself because they're both either monthly subscription or a one-time purchase, lifetime purchase. I think Cache Reader is like $16.99 and this one is $14.99.
For the lifetime?
For a lifetime, which I didn't think was too bad.
So being that you're using American currency, why not just stick with Seeing AI?
I agree with you. That's why I stick with it. Now, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people that are listening that are outside this country don't use a CNII or
right.
It's just one extra mm-hmm. step they have to open up.
Yep.
Even though there is a shortcut now that you could just tap. And speaking of shortcut, I'll speak that in a minute here. But so you can tap the shortcut and it brings up identify money and I'll just come up to that category automatically and start scanning. I don't know. It's, you know, if you travel, this would probably be a good thing because it reads a zillion different kind of currency, which is kind of cool. But it's just, nonetheless, the reason I brought it up was it's just another option to look at. So mm-hmm. if Cache Reader isn't for you, look at MCT Cache Reader. All right. So that is something new that come along. I found this app to be kind of cool because I'm an audio-aholic guy, that there's something called Dolby On. It's an app that allows you to record as you do with any other recording device on your phone. But what makes this different, it uses Dolby technology and it will automatically on the fly compression. So that means you can remove the background noise. So if you have background noise you're trying to reduce, this program will do it for you on the fly. It is really cool. And on top of that, it's free. So
is it going to remove this?
No, it's not going to remove your cuckoo clocks or your dog.
So let's say that I want to use this app. And so how does it work? Do you run your audio through it or how do you use it?
Well, you use your iPhone like you do. You just record wherever you are and you just record it. And mm-hmm. it'll automatically sense what's in the background automatically when you're doing the recording and it'll adjust where it thinks it needs to be. But the nice thing about it is when after the recording, you come home and you say, still has some ambient noise in the background I don't like. You can do it right there. You can just do this threshold and you can reduce it or increase the reduction in the background. So yes, even with the cuckoo clocks, it'll make it less noticeable, which is kind of cool.
That's pretty sweet.
How much is the app?
It's free.
Oh, my glob. I got to go get that.
Irma Gersh. You know? Irma Gersh. It is. That's why I wanted to present it to you, Audioholic. And I know that we have talked about so many different audio recording apps.
Yeah. But
if you're looking for something that's free and it's pretty accessible, this is it to look at.
So you just load the app, you just open it up, and then anything that you record, it just sends it through. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it just sends it through the microphone on your iPhone. You can use a microphone on it if you have an adapter for it.
I'm going to have to get this. This is just sounds too cool.
And you can even edit it as well.
What do you mean through that app?
Yeah.
Have you tried trimming?
I have not, but okay. It says it's accessible, and I am very curious if anybody else has success with the trimming.
We all know what I'm going to be doing today, because I got a podcast segment that I got to run through, and I got a little noise in it. So
run this through it. It is, sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Adobe. And the one last thing for AppleViz is that on the main page where you see all the recent posts, which is, I absolutely love this new feature. You'll see the last 10 posts on the main page. Now below that, you'll see view older posts is a little link. You just click on that and I'll show you all the older posts, because before we had to go to the left side navigation and go to the form links and see the older posts. Now you don't have to do that. You can just do it right there on the AppleViz main page, which is awesome. Thank you, David, for bringing that
up. For sure.
Now, I am going to give you just one tip for this month, so we'll wrap up for the show.
I got a tip, too. So
excellent. And before I give you the tip I want to show before this one is the 13.2. Now, I don't like this, but a lot of people didn't like this feature. I love the feature, but they removed it. And this is the context menu. So within 13, when you had something that is 3D touch or a haptic touch, all you had to do was just swipe up on your rotor and it has open context menu, and that opened up your 3D touch menu. Were you guys familiar with that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. 13.2, they removed it, so it's not in the rotor at all. For some weird reason, Apple thought, hey, we'll put this under one finger triple tap. I was like, and I told him, I said, this does not make any sense. All I have to do right now is something called haptic touch that you guys make me do, which is one finger double tap and hold to do the same thing. So I'm confused why they think there was a brilliant idea to put it into a new gesture. So you now have a new voiceover gesture. One finger, triple tap.
All right, I have a problem with that. When I had all these problems with my notifications and getting up to the notification bar, I created a three finger triple tap and it put me right up there. What's going to happen to that command now?
I don't know if it will override it because it's a new voiceover gesture and then you have to change it. I mean, obviously the voiceover gesture allows you to modify it. I don't know what it does if with existing gesture.
It doesn't override because I've had mine set to the back button.
Okay.
And it's still set that way.
All right. This is cool. At least we know we don't have to destroy what we put up. And I kind of like the finger, triple finger to get up to the notification bar. I've gotten really used to it, but I don't need to do it. I can just pull it down, you know, now with the new update, but my gosh.
What do you guys think of this? I mean, am I the only one that's just like throwing my hands up in the air? Because
yep, you are.
Maybe.
I'm not going to get a tip in, am I? No, I agree with you. I would rather have it in the rotor, I think.
Right. And then
that's where it should be.
Yeah, I told her, give us the option to remove it in the rotor. Mm-hmm. Settings that we can move it, but they decide nope, we're just going to totally get rid of it, and so the discoverability, it just went out the window. So I don't know, I was disappointed with it, but a lot of people were in with Apple. They love that feature, and so I am curious what you listeners out there think of this, if you love it or you hate it, or what do you think about that. Now, on to the tip. Last month, we discussed and we were talking about how we love our Apple Watch 6 with the hourly chime. So a lot of people have been asking me how to set it. So this is going to be my tip for the month. So if you're interested in having this chime go off every hour or quarter hour or half hour on your watch, which I absolutely love, just go under your Apple Watch, go under settings, and go to accessibility. And then you get to chimes, and that is where you're going to find the settings to turn the chime on. And this is where you'll be able to schedule your hourly, quarterly, or half hour. And don't forget that under the tones or the sounds is you got to choice between bells and birds, I believe. I think it is.
You're right.
And I have set mine to birds.
I did too.
I think that you and I talked about that last month, the birds. So that
we might have.
Yeah. So what's your tip, Mr. Big R?
Well, before we go into that, I have another little tip to add to his tip. If you can't get it working, and many people, including myself, had this issue, if you can't get into that setting, if it doesn't change anything, all you need to do is turn your watch off and turn it back on, and it will engage it for you. And you will know this because when you pick your chime, your bird or your bell, you will actually hear it engage itself. If you don't hear it, then you know you're in trouble and you've got to reboot your phone. This is your watch.
I hate restarting my watch, but yeah, you're right. I had to restart mine to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So, that's good. So we two tips to make one tip. So yeah, you just have to restart it and you'll be fine. Now my tip is again with the watch, and that is, how many people out there, and I want to show hands.
Okay, mine's up.
Okay. You don't even know what I'm going to ask. Why he's anxious. How many people out there just put their phone down somewhere and you cannot find it? You have no idea where your phone is. I don't know how many times a day I do this. And I'm going, where's my phone? Where did I put it? Is it in my dresser drawer? Is it on the kitchen table? I have no idea. And you search and search. So if you have an Apple Watch, and if you have an Apple or if you have an iPhone, this is going to help you. You can actually use, and I'm not going to say the word H-E-Y, I'll say hoy instead of hey, because I don't want everything to go. So let's say you use Hoy Siri to engage. You can say, Hoy Siri, ping my phone. And it will actually take a couple of seconds, locate your phone, and it will say, do you want me to have this make a noise on your phone? And you go, yes. And it will ping your phone until you find it, pick it up, and then touch something on your phone. Then it will disengage.
That's an awesome tip. That's a great tip. My wife uses that quite a bit to find her phone because she always loses her phone.
So it's terrible.
Yeah, it's just handy. Pull out your watch and just look for it.
Yep.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, guys, for the October before we wrap this baby up until into the holiday season?
I don't think so. I think it was just a great cast. I hope you all enjoyed it.
Mike?
That's good. I don't care.
I'll cue you, Mike. You have the mic, Mike.
You know what? Maybe next time I'm just going to say the first thing that pops into my head. No matter what.
God.
Just to see what happens. Turtle. What's about turtle?
Well, I pancreas.
Just want to make her do a quick response.
Delicious. What?
Oh, good. I'm going to snip this all out. Oh, well. Okay.
Oh, my.
I'll wrap this up.
Okay.
Well, thank you for you guys for being on here for the Unleash for October of 2019.
You're welcome.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. And I hope you guys, start getting your Christmas lists ready and get your Christmas music out. I know some of you are going, no.
I'm making a list and checking it twice.
Wow.
I think
that
he wants
me scared. That made me want to be a good boy.
Well, I think he wants a, let's see, what do you want, voice?
He wants a Domino pizza.
I want a pitchfork to eat with my Domino's pizza.
All right, guys.
Well, thanks for listening. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Well, my name is Thomas Donville. Let's go by and not a mouse. Until next month, we'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
This Apple Vis Unleashed podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleVis.com.